Okay, Rob Eisai, we are now holding on to your Dalet Omid Aleph, it's Mitzvah Shabbos, Parashas Chayesora, Tavshin Samachay. We're holding here in Krisos, and we're still at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Omid Beis, and we're zeichet to have with us Abba Josh, who will now introduce the Mishnah. Yesh ochel achila achat v'chayavin alea arba'a chata'ot. It's possible to eat one of these pieces of cheese over here and to be chayav four separate chata'ot. But that includes one osham also. So you have five altogether. V'asham achat. The story is like this. Guy who's tame, who eats chalev. Now this chalev is also nicer. So now he's also eating Kodesh Betuma. On Yom Kippur, of course, just to smooth it out. And Rabbi Meir says, well, you might as well throw in something else. I mean, if he's walking out on Shabbos, and he's carrying this thing with him, Tosis explains, I mean, that's ridiculous. What does that have to do with the case? I mean, I might as well say, you know, he's riding a bicycle and generating electricity. Tosis, the case is that he was motzi this thing, bepiv, and that's the gears actually here, the word bepiv is missing, and that it's talking about that the hanocha was done with the swallowing. In other words, he's moving. But if you swallow the hotzah, the swallow is considered to be the hanocha. So Mamela, it turns out to me that you've ended up by swallowing, actually doing now an Isser of Chilul Shabbos as well. So therefore you could throw this in also, okay? So we have eating Kodesh Betuma, eating Chalev, eating Neisser, eating Yom Kippur, and being Mael Bekachim. Five separate Isser. Omrulo, so they told Rabbi Meir, but that's Eino Min Hashem. We're talking about over here eating. I mean, the fact that it may be a hanocha by landing in your tummy is not to be confused with eating. Says the Gemara, is this supposed to mean that Rabbi Meir, who's clearly agreeing with all of this, Rabbi Meir holds Isser Chalal Isser? We have many indications, we'll see later on. Now, we sort of take for granted that Rabbi Meir does not hold Isser Chalal Isser. How do you get more than one Isser unless you hold Isser Chalal Isser? Says the Gemara Nehidi Isur Chal al Isur Lesli. Even though he doesn't really hold of Isur Chal al Isur, that's true. Now, let's say that you would eat a dead hog. You're not chayav on Nevela also. It was already Usur. It's Usur on you because it was a treif animal, a non-kosher animal. Now that it becomes a Nevela, we're not going to add additional Isur. So there ain't Isur Chal al Isur. But that's normal Isser. Over here we're talking about Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif Itle. Where the Isser is Kolel, new things in the Isser that would be Chal on this person. So Memela, in becoming more Asser, it's now included, we'll see in a moment, examples of these, and Isser Mosif. Now, the difference between the two is that the Isser Mosif is Mosif on the thing that is Osir. Whereas Isser Kolel includes this individual in other Isurim. It doesn't change anything about the nature of the Chafetz that is Osir. So we'll go through them now, one by one, the cases in the Mishnah, and we'll talk about what happened over here. So we start out now. So we begin where Isser Kolel is supposed to be Isser. So we start off with the Tohar Mikar. The guy is Tohar. At that point, he was Usser in eating Chalev like anybody else in the world. Okay? So now, the moment he becomes Tameh, now the problem is that he also becomes Usser to eat even the other things, right? Because there's an Isser of Tameh eating Kodesh. So he's not allowed to eat that. And this is now an Isser Kolel, because the fact that he's Tameh assers him in eating anything of Kodesh, and therefore it includes also the Chalev. So it adds to that, because not that it's changed the Chalev in any way, but it changes his stance vis-a-vis this Chalev, because this Chalev is now subsumed within a Kolel, a more general Isser, of a Tameh should not eat any Kodesh at all. Okay. Now we go ahead, and so this is Chal v'Yisr Ilui Chalev. Now, the Chalev Mikora lo Asr Ela Ba'achila. Now let's take a look at the Yisur Mosif issues here. Initially, this animal has chelev, the chelev is also to eat. Someone is magdish now this animal, what happens? Now, since migudi tosef be isur hana'a, now it also becomes an isur hana'a, which is isur mosif, because hegdish is asur hana'a. Since the hegdish b'hana'a is asur on the animal as a whole, the hosafa now is on the animal, it also asurs its chelev now, with a new isur, and therefore osifle legabe chelev. It also asurs the isur vis-a-vis the chelev as well. Okay? Nonetheless, at this point, akati lahedya tu dasur, avalagava ashori. Now, right now, this animal is suited for the mizbeach, it's got no problem, we'd be able to put this chelev on the mizbeach, but the moment that it becomes noser, now it becomes asur for the mizbeach as well. Since it becomes migud itosef isur legabe gavoa, so since we've added now an isur to the mizbeach, which was previously not there, that's an additional isur in the chepetz of the thing. So that isur now includes the individual in this new isur. Itosef beinami legabe hedyot. Now comes along Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim doesn't change anything in the nature of the animal, but it does change the nature of this individual's right to eat. Now he's not allowed to eat anything. Before he wasn't only allowed to eat this animal. Since there's now a more kolel isur on him for achila, this is not Moshe, but this is kolel, so now in general he's also to eat, so that in general includes this animal as well. So migo dechayel beyisur agave kolin, chayel beinami legabe gavoa. Now, couldn't we also have another chatas by having the nisne chamesh chataot, and let's have also a kezayas apigol, right? I mean, as long as we're at it, I might as well enjoy it. Now, wait a minute. We're talking about one animal. I mean, what do you mean? We're not gonna, you might as well throw, say, you know, I mean, can throw in anything. We're talking about one animal. This animal is also now because of all of these things. I mean, how did it become pigol and noser? There's no such thing as a pigle and noser, because the moment that you made it pigle, it now is no longer roy, so it can't become nicer. So how in the heck could you have pigle and noser one animal? What do you mean you can't have it? Allah, Allah, sure you can have it. Listen, we're supposed to be using our imaginations here. I mean, Allah, Allah, what's the big problem? Mashkakas law. Gagon shehela aver pigle. You started off indeed, I mean obviously either the animal is pigle, the animal is not pigle. You can't make half an animal pigle, because it has to be done at the time that you're doing it on the behemoth as a whole. So, you had in kavana, but so you shecht this animal with kavana to be malet chutz l'zman. Okay? You're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. This guy goes, and he brings an aver on the mizbeach. Now, the din is, once it's put on the mizbeach, the pigle is now poka. Poka pigulo mimenu. The moment that the mizbeach is mekade something, then it loses its isurim. At that point, if it doesn't burn up in time, it becomes nicer. As Ulas pointed out, that a kaimetz of pigle, that you were mala legabi mizbeach, poka pigulo mimenu, loses its shame pigle, now have it like nicer. So why can't you have a kezias from the same animal? Half, one kezias is pigle, one kezias is nicer. Well, we're talking about one aver. I mean, not that. Let's start talking about two animals. Two avarim. Aver echad kamari, b'shnei avarim lo kamari. Noser and pigle, b'chad aver lo mashkakas. You can't get noser and pigle in one aver. Why not? Alam lo mashkakas. What do you mean? You can't find it. You took an aver, which was pigle, and you put half of it on the mizbeach, you see. And you left the other half hanging off of the mizbeach. So, pogam yavroi the mizbeach. So the part that's on the mizbeach, poka pigulo imenu. And the part that's still hanging off of the mizbeach, it remains pigul, but on the mizbeach, it becomes nicer. No. And that's the way Ula said, by the way, that kermitz pigul shal mizbeach, poka pigulo imenu. So now it becomes nicer. I'm out of law. Because Ramonoshach, I ruba de mizbeach, shadil mizbeach, ruba de varoi, shadil varoi. I mean, if you have Rov of the Sefer on the Mizbeach, then the whole thing was Paka Pigula. If you only have Miat on the Mizbeach, then none of it is Paka Pigula. Unless you hold that the Aver itself is not defined by Rov. Oh, but you can't do that, remember? Because back in Chulin, we had the famous question of Rami Bar Choma. Remember that? A Shiloh over there was Lagabe a Ben Bakua that sticks out an Aver. So most of it was born as a din of Yolud. So Shiloh over there was it. He raised, do you go Butzer Rov of an Aver? And since if Rov of the Aver was Yotze, the Mid of the Aver follows the Rov of the Aver. Now the whole thing is considered to be Rubo, because together with the Miat that's still inside, you have Rov that was here. And we didn't come out with an answer over there. He should have brought from this Mishnah, Raya. He should have said, well, since the Mishnah doesn't say the case of Chamesh Chatos, in which you have half the Aver off, half the Aver off, it's clear that you have to follow Rov of the Aver, and that's why this isn't an option. But he doesn't say that. You're telling me nobody was smart enough to learn out from this Mishnah that the answer to it? So clearly that wasn't the problem. So that Tifshat the boy Rami Bar Choma Holchu Beivor Machar Rov Olo. All right, fine. So you know what? The real reason we couldn't have it is we're talking about a guy who eats Kizayis Achas, not a Chila Achas. Regardless of what he's munching on a neighbor, he eats a Kizayis, and in a Kizayis you can't have both. That's the problem. The Kizayis Achas Kamari, B'shnei Kizayis Mal Kamari. Oh no. Not true. Obviously, you're not talking about a Kizayis, because you said Yom HaKippurim. The shear of Achil on Yom HaKippurim is not a Kizayis. It's not going to help you to eat a Kizayis on Yom Kippur. Because remember, there's no Isser of eating on Yom Kippur. That's a din in Kizayis. There's only an Isser of not being Ma'anet Nafshotechem on Yom Kippur. But Inui Nefesh is only violated by something satisfying. Kizayis doesn't satisfy. So you have to have a miut of a kotevet, the shear of a kotevet, which is the shear of shnei zeisim. B'yom HaKippurim kotevet, hudu mechayvet, the kotevet eats be shnei zeitim. By the way, it's a big kasha on the sugya of those who hold that a kebetza shnei beitzim, because the Gemara says befeirish that a beitza is larger than a kotevet. So the post can bring a riot from here that even those who hold that it's shnei beitzim mean that it's somewhat larger. Slightly larger. I'm sorry, what I say. The basic Shnei Zeisim is somewhat larger. Well, Merebi Zera, okay. You're right. Kizayis Achad. I'll tell you, the deal is over here like this. Basically, we're talking about an Achila, okay? Where the Achila of the Kizayit now is Mashlim, something that the guy is eating that doesn't have these Yisurim. So, in other words, here it's Yom Kippur, the guy is eating a Kulia. So he's eating now a kidney, which is kosher, but he's eating it together with the chelev, the kezayit. So the first kezayit comes from the meat. But that's not what we're talking about over here. That just now allows the last zayit that he's eating to be satisfying. So now with this kezayit, on Yom Kippur, he's going to be mashlim, his kikotevet, and at the same time, he's going to be over all of these other isurim. His stomach, he's eating chelev, and the whole business. So that's what it's talking about. Reb Papa Omar, you know, instead of that, I mean, you might as well go into Malia Batamri. I mean, why do we need to have the Kulia Bechelba? Why can't we simply have over here a case where the guy, basically, he was eating stuffed chela, full of tamarim, perfect mixture. If you want to risk it, you can. And Mamela to be mashlim the shir of the kotevet, he ate the tamarim first, and now he finishes it up with the kizayit of chelev, and therefore he's over now in Israel. Ravada baracha masne. Ravada baracha, actually, he had the easy way of getting out of all of these kashas. He pulled one of the gross stunt. He changed the lashon of the Mishnah to five chatos, and that way, and plus one ashram, that way he included this case too. So he said, okay, throw in the pigle also. So, and he matayat, so he explains the Mishkan, Ocho Kizayis Pigel, Velo Mishanik, Anishinu Yidukar Mishanin, and he doesn't say the case is talking about all of these cases that we talked about. Oh no, wait a minute. If he's ready to add new Kizayisim, why not throw in a little bit of blood while you're at it? We could get him another one. So why is he only listing five? Once he's opening the Pandora's box, he might as well get a six. And we could say, Nisne shesh chatot v'nukma k'gon d'ocho k'zay adam. Because we're talking about eating, one act of eating. The maximum that the Beit HaBliyah holds is two gezeisim. We're going to stuff in the extra blood. So, memela, v'chari achiva kamari, v'shtei achiva do kamari, v'shyaru chachamim, de'en Beit HaBliyah machazik, yoter mishnei zeitim. And therefore, you can only get a maximum in one swallow of six chataot, plus an asha.
You can always make it into jello. There's always room for jello.
They talk about that, whether that's considered to be, and you would stuff it in, whether it's considered to be derech achila. Yeah. There's actually, it's not a funny thing, it's a whole discussion that shows you really could fit more chalice than it would be, it would create problems for the tzura side.
What if your nan is done by the Maasai?
Yeah, we're including that.
Blood jello proper done by the Maasai is blood and milk, so you could maybe get something else in there together.
Bichai v'chatas.
Dam is considered by Kizai also?
Whatever, but there's no room.
It's liquid, okay.
Yeah, well, it could be korosh, but anyway, but there's no room. And again, that's where they bring up this issue of fitting it in together with it. Okay, Rabbi Meir adds now that if it was Shabbos and you were swallowing this, so now at the time that it hits your belly, it's not only an achila, but it's also a hanocha. Now, what do you mean if it was Shabbos? It's Yom Kippur. Why does it have to be Shabbos? So you already are over on the chutzah and you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. Doing malach on Yom Kippur is chorus, so it would be mochayev yilchatas. I understand. So nisne, himotzi yochayev, my time of katani maizu Shabbos. Wow, says Rafa. My God, we're going to have to conclude from here that it's not also to carry on Yom Kippur. Ha! Zilt omeret, eruv v'hotza'a l'shabbat, ve'en eruv v'hotza'a l'yom ha-kippurim. It must be that the dinim of hotza'a, they're not a part of Yom Kippur. Tosis, by the way, is a very unusual, it's the only place. Usually, Slam Eruv, the name of Eruv, that has to do with Hotza. Tosis over here is Eruv, Pirish, Nitarva, Hotza'a, Im Shar, Belachot, is the Prat. Eruv, Hotza'a, not Eruv, Ve'Hotza'a. In other words, since Hotza'a is considered to be a Melacha Gru'a, the question is, because it doesn't affect anything in the object, it only affects the placement of the object. So the question is it considered to be a malacha? Was the Torah me'arev the concept of hotza'a and the malachot or not? That's how he's makabel from his Rebbe.
Which is more of the theme,
Rebbe?
Right, which is more of the theme of krusas, the blachalik, and identification.
Well, yeah, I don't know. So I guess it's not in that context of chaluk. Yes, Moshe Baruch.
An eruv, an external eruv, isn't it always done with food?
Food.
And if, since you can't eat it on Yom Kippur, isn't that why that could be different for Yom Kippur and Shabbos then?
Yeah, but not Hotzah. It's a beautiful point. But it wouldn't be Nogei Hotzah. The Yisra Hotzah is what we're interested in. Okay. They're very cute. So Mimai says the Gemara, wait a second. How did he jump to that conclusion? Maybe Rabbi Meir had the brilliant idea of adding two chatos. That's what he was saying. Why do we have to settle for only five chataot? You can add one for Hotzah of Shabbos and one for Hotzah of Yom HaKippurim, and then you got it all? No, Rabbi Meir only says, add, if it was Shabbos, maybe he means add two. That's the point. Let's get to six. Why should we only get to five? So you're saying, what does Rabbi Meir have to stipulate at Shabbos? Rabbi Meir is trying to tell you as many chataot as you could be chayev. So if he would have just said, and if he was motzi, so he said, okay, that's five. So he says, okay, how about if it was also Shabbos? And he was also motzi on Yom Kippur. Then you get to six. So how does Rav from jump to such an absurd conclusion now based on analyzing Rabbi Meir? Obviously, Rabbi Meir would want to make as many chataot as possible. That's the whole thing he's trying to say over, you know. Ooh, says the Gemara. That's true. So Dilma Yeshev Uvotzala Yom HaKippurim V'Hochritani Im Haita Shabbat V'Hotzio Chayav Af Mishum Shabbat V'Yom HaKippurim. So that's, Raphram, that's wrong. Eliyidma the Raphram Al-Hadid. Oh, if Raphram meant anything, it couldn't have been on that. He must have been referring to something else, to Tanya. He was referring to Halacha and Yom HaKippurim, which is interesting, very similar. Over there it says, V'shilach b'yad ish iti ha-midbara, right? So you're supposed to now send out the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach with this ish iti. What is that supposed to mean? So first of all, ish lach jirat hazah. If it says ish, so then obviously it doesn't have to be a kohen. And anyway, if it's being matir iti, so it's certainly including aliens, so therefore hazah should be included. Furthermore, E.T. is afilu betuma. So it's... well, I see if there's food, we get you. We'll do it every day if need be. If that's what it takes to get you in, then that's what we'll have to do. Furthermore, E.T. means, look, if this is the tatzak b'mayada, if this is when it has to be done, then let it be done afilu betuma. V'afilu b'shabbos. Furthermore, E.T. means he has to be set aside, a man of the moment. He has to be a mizuman lekach. Okay, but anyway, look, it says E.T. afilu b'shabbat, doesn't it? So what's it mean, afilu b'shabbat? Because you're going to end up possibly carrying. Uh-huh. So in other words, apparently, Amar Avram, Zot Omeret Eruv, Otzal l'Shabbat, you go Yotzchut, Tzchut, Tzchum, and so on and so forth. So apparently, for Yom Kippur itself, I didn't need the limud. It's only tell me even if it's on Shabbos. Because whatever is us on Shabbos should be us on Yom Kippur. Why do I need the diyuk over here?
Why are we simply carrying?
Whatever the case would be, if he has, that's the halacha. If he has to, whatever he needs to do, he's allowed to do. It's even on Shabbos. Ve'ein eruv otzal yom kippurim. So again, we ask, wait a minute. That still doesn't make sense. Because Bishleim had to tell me that E.T. would have meant this is what you got to do on Yom Kippur. I mean, I don't need E.T. It says to do it on Yom Kippur. That's what it's talking about. The mitzvah's on Yom Kippur. Would I need a lima to tell me you can do what you have to on Yom Kippur, even if Yom Kippur falls out on Yom Kippur? I mean, that's rather obvious. So if it's coming to tell me now E.T., it's got to be saying, and even if Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, you could also be Mechal Shabbos. So over there, Shani Seir Mishtayach Be'Hesher B'Yom HaKippurim Bekach. So what was Rafram talking about anyway? Yeah, Rav from Bedusa, somebody made that up. He couldn't have said anything so crazy. Or the other lesson is Rav from Barusa, which is not just garbage. But something's wrong with what people are claiming about Rav from.
Just a Heidegger
Mishnah. Yesh ba biya achat v'chayav aleach sheish chataot. Now when it comes to eating, you can only manage an asham together with four chataot. But when it comes to sleeping with a woman, you can manage to fit in six separate chataot. How is that? Well, Haba'al Bito, someone who sleeps with his daughter, who is also his sister, guy's got an interesting history over here. Okay. So in other words, he's already had a daughter with his mother. So now this is his daughter and his sister. So now he could also be Chayav Aleha, not only Mishum Bito and Achoto. But, I mean, if his brother goes out and marries her, she'd be an Ashes Ach. Then if he dies, and... and if he dies...
I'd like to go out of the way to feed this
out. If he dies, and then actually, his uncle could marry her, which would make her an Ashet Achi Aviv, and at that point she'd also be an Ashes Ish. And if you waited till she was Anita before sleeping with her, then you'd be able to get all six in.
Six five, tank. But
you included Anita?
Maybe not.
Oh. All right. So again, ask the Gemara, now wait a minute. The Halas Leila Rebbe Meir Yisrachal Alisser. I mean, I thought we'd been assuming all along here. We worked it out that he doesn't hold of Yisrachal Alisser. How does this case work out without violating Yisrachal Alisser? Oh, very simple. Nihid Yisrachal Alisser Lesley. Look, it's true, he doesn't hold a Yisrachal Alisser. We already said he holds a Yisrachal Maisev. He also holds, and the gears we have here is clearly a mistake, he also holds of Yisr Bivat Achat. Yisr Tzchal Bivat Achat. You have two things that happen at once, then, even though it's neither Mosif nor Kolel, and over here, this woman, when she is born, is both his sister and his daughter. So which one are you going to say she is? So she is, first of all, two Yisurim we begin with. So that's before we even get to Yisrachal Alisser.
Is that discussion that someone has to hold of it? Is there somebody
who
can hold of it?
Yeah. Okay. So, Kigon Shabal Imo, Vaholid Bas. Okay, so we start with Isser Bito V'Achos Obadi Adadi. Fine. Now comes along his brother. So Asiyachiv and Yisaitlachiv, she gets married to the brother. So what? But it's Isser Chalal Isser. Ah. Migud Itosef Yisur Legabi Achin. Since now, all of the brothers in the family become Usser, right? So that means this new Isser basically has added a level of Isser that will also affect other people. That's a change in the chepetz of the Isser. It affects him as well, therefore. And he becomes included along with all the other brothers in this new Isser of Eshet Ah.
But why wasn't already Isser to them as an Achot?
It's not their Achot. It doesn't have to be from the same mother. They could be completely unrelated to them. I mean, obviously that's what it's talking about. And all of these cases, by the way, that we're going to be going through, it's always going to be dealing with half-brothers to avoid this issue. So one of the brothers would have been Usser, now it becomes Usser because the brother from the other side, you know, sometimes it's from the mother's side, sometimes the father's, we'll see, depending on the kids. Alright? So far so good. I mean, here obviously it's not from the mother, because then it would be their sister too. But this is a brother from the father, and therefore it's not from the same mother, so they're completely unrelated to them. They can go ahead and marry her, but once they do, then she now becomes also Asura to him, because she is an Eshetak.
We don't have to say that all the other brothers are Mamzerim? Tosis
is bothered with the Mamzer issue, so he said, first of all, you don't have to, because we're only looking for the soon-to-be Chal, and it's Chal and Yisr Lavim. But then he says, look at a family like this, they can all be Mamzerim already, I mean, you know. So then there would be no Yisr anyway in marrying them. But that Tosis is bothered by that, and he talks about the Farish. Okay. So then we have now Nises Liachim, Migo, the Tosaf Yisur Lagabi Achim. So now he Tosaf Yisur Lagabi, now he also gets the Yos. Okay. This brother now dies, and now his father's brother, who is unrelated, goes ahead and marries the same girl. So now Migo, the Tosaf Yisuria Legabe Shar B'nei, it should say, at this point, to keep things clear. I mean, we'll see what this is dependent on, this Girsa. But the simplest explanation is to put in the word B'nei. So, Migo Ditosef Yisur Legabe Shar B'nei Achei Aviv. In other words, assuming that there were other children to the father, who so far have been left out of this whole drama because they are not part of the family that he was part of. So therefore, Itosef Lagabe Didei, so now he also gets the Isser of the Eshes Achi Aviv, and now she's also an Eshes Ish. Why is that on him? Because Eshes Ish now assers her on everybody, right? On everybody in the whole world. So that is an Isser that's Kolel more people than any of the Isser we've been spoken about over now. And therefore, it is, but it's in the Chayfetz, it's called Isser Mosif, and it would be, since it's Itosef Isser Begabi Alma, Itosef Nami Begabi Didei, the Nida is now Usser even on her husband. So it too now is a change in the Chayfetz that creates new Isserim for people who up until now were Mutter, so now the Nida is Migud Itosef Isser Begabi Baala, Itosef Nami Begabi Didei. So we now get all of these beautifully Isurim in one. Six. Now, we might even be able to do better than that. Haba.
Is it conservative?
Ooh, whoa, whoa, good heavens.
Oh, no, so the Haidi Commissioner.
What is it? Yeah, gee, gosh. Oh. It must be the food in the background.
Discuss the Isur, the Girsa. Mm-hmm.
Not yet, I'm going through that.
Somehow or other, I knew I was going to be responsible. I just wanted to see how that was going to
come. Ah. Okay. You don't mind in that way. No, that's okay. Broad shoulders. Haba al bat bito. Now, somebody who sleeps with his granddaughter can end up with a fascinating situation over here once he's ready to go that route. He can be chayav aleil mishum bat bito. First of all, she could be his granddaughter, who is also his daughter-in-law, who is also the wife of his brother, who's also the wife of his father's brother. Now, this case is going to be a little bit confusing, but that's okay. who is also Achot Ishto. This is Appalachia plus. No, actually here
with
no, actually here it is not a big problem. This is a kosher case. We'll talk. I'll go through the case. I'll talk about the case. She could also be the wife of his sister, besides being an Ashes Ish and Anita. Reb Yossi says, and you can always add. I get so confused by those charts, I don't even want to see it. Reb Yossi adds that, well, you can always get the old granddaddy, meaning his granddaddy, to go ahead and marry her, and then she would be also because of Ashes Ahab. Okay. Now, unfortunately, let's talk about the case, because right now, unfortunately, the Gemara doesn't go through the case properly in this case. So what we'll have to do is we'll have to postulate over here using old Jewish family names, but not meant to be any indication, chas v'shalom, of those people. You know, we always use Yaakov Avinu and his multiple wives and all that. So now, using that, okay, what we have over here is Yaakov, who is married to Rachel, ends up, you see, sleeping with Leah. But this isn't the original Leah. This is a Leah that is fathered by Lavan, indeed, who marries now the daughter of Yaakov from another wife. Let's call her Zilpah, okay? And we'll say she's not Lavan's daughter. So he goes ahead, Lavan marries Zilpah's daughter. Give her the name Timna. Okay. So he marries Timna, and he has now Leah. Okay. So now that means that Leah is a granddaughter of Yaakov Avinu through his son-in-law Lavan, who is also his father-in-law and so on. But that's unimportant for us right now. But this is all perfectly kosher so far.
Absolutely.
Remember, the guy made a mistake. He didn't really go ahead and take this woman. It's all chattas we're talking about, right? Was all an error. Okay. So now that means that this granddaughter, wow, look at that. How are you? Wow, welcome. Shalom. This is a special occasion. We got room. Richie gets the freight to sit next to me.
No, this is fine.
This one has arms.
I can slip. Don't worry, my
cushion. All right. These chairs are not all that.
Wait, there's a backrest here. Maybe this will help. Try that, yeah.
Okay, so now this girl, Leah, who is a granddaughter of Yaakov, is also Rachel, his wife's sister. Because remember that she was fathered by Lavan, who was Rachel's father anyway. Right? It's just that he married now the daughter, Timna, of the other wife of Yaakov in order to have this Leah. Okay, so we have now Leah, who is a granddaughter of Yaakov and the sister of his wife, Rachel. Okay? Now things, that's the simple part. Okay. Now comes along Reuven, all right, and he marries her. Which is fine. He's allowed to marry her. It's his niece. Always nice to marry a niece. No, it's not his aunt.
Yes, but it's Rachel's sister.
It's Rachel's sister from her father. Yeah, that's okay.
But he's from Leah.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. So now, okay, so he now goes ahead, this Reuven, and he marries her. Okay? Which now creates now the Isser of Kalato. Because Reuven is Yaakov's son. So now she becomes a daughter-in-law to him as well. Now Reuven dies, and what happens is, or maybe he divorces her and so on, and now she gets married to Esav. Now this is not the same Esav that you know. The reason it's not the same Esav is because we will see that he is only a brother from the same mother. in order for this case to work out. He's an imitation Esau. So he's a brother from the mother of Yaakov, and we'll see why that's necessary. Right now we can pretend he's pure Esau, okay? So she gets married now to Esau. Again, everything is fine. This is just it's a family that likes each other, lives together, you know. And basically, it's all heter. So now she has become also the Eshet Achiv to Yaakov, right? Eshet Achi Yaakov. Okay. Now, to make things a little bit complicated, is that Esav dies.
Oh, as if it couldn't be more complicated. This
isn't enough. Nah. Esav dies, so now she goes and gets married to Yishmael.
she really
picks them, okay? Okay, now, what happens is... Okay, so now he's got his father's brother's wife, which is also awesome to him. Comes along Rabbi Yossi to say, well, if the grandfather, who is Yitzchak, right? Now, you'll say, how could Yitzchak marry her? We'll talk about that. But if the grandfather marries her, you can add now yet another Isser. Okay? Because that'll be his father's wife. How could the grandfather marry her, since Kedusha won't be Chal because she was married already to Yishmael? Very simple. Because then Yishmael is going to be his brother's wife. Yishmael died without children, which would have been wonderful. Yishmael died without children. So Yitzchak goes now. Yitzchak goes now and is Miyavim her. Right? So now he can take her as a Yibam. So take her as a Yibam would be a kosher marriage. And yet, for some reason, Rabbi Yossi says, Im avah hazakein v'nas, as if he did something wrong. if he's doing something wrong, then he didn't marry her because Kedusha wouldn't be chal. And if there's a mitzvah because Yishmael died without children, so what's he doing wrong? What do you mean? Oh, fine, the Gemara's going to discuss that. But then you also have Mishum Eshes Av, and it becomes his father's wife, not his mother. And now you understand why it is that Esav couldn't be related to him, because if Esav were related to him to the father, then he would be marrying his Kalato. Right?
And it would have stopped there?
He couldn't marry Kalato. Yitzchak could never have married his son Yitzchak's wife. His son Esav's wife. So this was not his son. It was Yaakov's brother. It was Yaakov's brother from a mother and not from the same father. That's why I said it's a sort of a pseudo Esav.
Like Sam?
Not the real thing. Goes in and goes out.
No, this is like Hollywood daytime soap opera. To watch one of those shows is like watching an example of what Kamala's talking about.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's all over the place.
And they probably could have gotten up to 8 or 9 stories.
So that's the heter.
I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay. Research.
Yeah, I mean they would have thrown up, unmixed couples, what do you call it?
So this would be the case. So you'd be chayav l'mishum eshet av. Now you could also have equivalent cases where someone was ba'al bat ishto or al bat bita shel ishto. You could work that out as well, although it's not so simple. But we'd have to have is here Yaakov's father, and again, no relation to the Yaakov that we know, went ahead and raped the woman, okay, and then he had this Rachel that he had gotten from her. So it's anusat aviv. Anusat Aviv is actually Mutar, still to him. And so now this Rachel goes at Yaakov now. He marries the Anusat Aviv herself, okay? Which is okay. So he takes this woman, we haven't given her a name, and now Rachel, who is his wife's daughter from his father, is also her sister from his father, right? So he's now marrying his father's daughter is his sister.
Wait, who was raped?
Let's see.
Who's that?
Georgette. That was Georgette, okay. So now Rachel becomes not only Bat Ishto, But it's also the Akot, because it comes from the same father. Right? The father had rapists, this, and so now this woman is the sister of his wife. And you have the same thing with Bat Ishto. In other words, if Lavan now takes the daughter of Leah, again, this is a different Lavan, but Lavan takes the daughter of Leah, who is Yaakov's wife, right? No relationship.
No, not to the other case.
Not different.
No, this is a different case, okay? So Lavan takes the daughter of Leah, the wife of Yaakov, and has a daughter called Rachel from that marriage, right? So now that's Bat Ishto of Yaakov, now becomes Rachel, who is also Achot Ishto from the same father, Lavan. So you start off, and then you do the rest of the stuff, and then he gets married to Reuven, the whole thing, and we get the same equation, basically, that we got in the Mishnah. So these cases, all the above cases can be worked out, not only with his own granddaughter, but also with his wife's daughter, and with his wife's granddaughter, and we could still get the same number of Yisurin, which is really a problem, because if we have the Girsa Achot Ishto, we actually get one additional Yisur in this case. And Tosfos goes through a whole discussion, why didn't we list it, why don't we bother saying that it would be Shiva and so on. But the Parshas, it adds one case, the case of the Bat Ishto.
Why not have a Kohen and have a Grusha as an Yisur?
Because we're talking about Korban Chata, sweetheart, as you know. Katani chayav aleil mishum eishes av. Now, if you say that you're chayav in the case where Yitzchak, the grandfather, marries her, how exactly could Yitzchak marry her if she had been Yishmael's wife? Because then the nisuin wouldn't be chal, and if it's not chal, then it would just be the same as anusat aviv, and he would not be chayav for his father's wife. It's talking about Kedoshinovlo the Yibum, says Rabbi Yochanan. Yishmael died without children, and now Yitzchak is going to marry her as a Yivama. So then why, I understand, then why did he say Im Avar HaZaken? What was he doing wrong? Didn't do anything wrong. No, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, of course he did. Because she is also the daughter-in-law of his son. So if he's the daughter of his son, even though a daughter-in-law of a son is not Asur Midiraisa, only one's own daughter-in-law is Asur Midiraisa. But, by the way, she's also a granddaughter of a son, right? Which is also an Isur Drabbanan. We'll discuss only one of the possible Isur Drabbanans over here. So there's a Shnia Drabbanan, which is Kalad Beno. Since she's Asur Mishum Kalad Beno, which is an Isur Drabbanan, or Mishum Bat Beno, which is an Isur Drabbanan, so, and that, even in the case of Yibum, we do not allow you to do an Isur Drabbanan. We tell you instead to be Chaylitz. So if he was Eiver and he did Yibum, the Yibum is Chal. She's a kosher wife. And meanwhile, he's now going to get another Isur that's Chal on him. Because if there were other children that now become Usur to this father's wife, because it's going to be Eshet of Vim, so now it's going to be Kailo him as well, and be nice if the Yisr on him. And that must be the case. So, and how do we know that? Because Kalat Bino is a Shnia, Kiritanya Kalato is an Erva, his own daughter-in-law. Kalat Bino is a Shnia. And by the way, that would be true. Bibat Bino, Bibat Ben Bino, all of these would be Isurim Atzov Kol Hadorot. Now, but that means that Rabbi Yossi is saying Yisr Chalal Yisr. Because he's saying if Yitzchak went ahead and married her, we can add yet another Isser. I mean, see, he agrees to this whole shtick. But I thought Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Isser Chalal Isser. Because Vatnan, Avara Averashi Yesh Bashtei Mitot. Let's say a guy does an Avera in which there were two separate Chiyav Misa that he did. What, let's say, he takes his mother-in-law, who is an Eshes Ish. Okay, so for an Eishes Ish is Chayev Chenek, for his mother-in-law is Chayev Sreifa. So what's the halacha? Nidon b'chamura. So the Tanakhama says, we give him, you can laugh, I know of such cases. So Nidon b'chamura, he gets the Misa that is more chamur. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidon b'zika rishona shebaalav. No, whichever comes first is what he gets. So in other words, if his mother-in-law was married already when he married her daughter, so then he was only over on Eshadish and not on the bigger Chiyav of the mother-in-law, which is an Issus Refas, he would only be Chayav Chenek. If she wasn't married at the time that he married her daughter, and then she goes and get married, then he will be over on the Issur of Chamuto. So apparently that he holds. Tani Ketzad Omer of Yosi Nidon B'Zika Rishona. What do we mean? Let's say Chamuto, if she's first his mother-in-law, and then she gets married, and she becomes an Eish Hatish. So now, he is over on the Issur of Chamuto. If first she's an Eish Hatish, and then she becomes his mother-in-law, Nidon Mishum Eish Hatish. So what happened to Yisrachal of Yisrach? Apparently doesn't hold of Yisrachal of Yisrach. Om Rebbe Avu, Moda Rebbe Yossi B'Yisur Mosif. Rebbe Yossi is Moda in the cases where it's Mosif Yisr. And over here it's Mosif Yisr because the children of the Saba become Osir over here, and he therefore would become Osir as well. So my Yisr Mosif, Ikahacha, the Ika Brola Saba. It's talking about that there's a son to this Saba, another son, migud itosef isur lagabi brei, itosef isur lagabi didei. Since there would be an isur on him, there would also be an isur on our Yaakov, who started this whole thing.
We said already the Eish HaSish, so it's an itosef isur lagabi alma, so that was considered an isur mosif.
Yeah.
So this case where he's arguing is the most of himself. Why doesn't he hold this in addition? Why does he go by Zika Rishona? Saying that's the exception, but he holds this the most of. This itself is the most of.
Okay, but his case is not a problem.
Of
which
the
case is this?
The Chamoso and the Eish HaSish.
Oh, Enochina, no, that's a trap that you were asking. I thought you were asking a serious question. That's the interesting. No. That's not the Enochinami. So in that case, fine. Then we would still give a Chamosa because it's the more Chomer. There he's made it.
His case is Zika Rishona. Says go by Zika Rishona. Why are you going by Zika Rishona if you hold this a Mosif? You should switch to now that it's Eish HaSish, Tosif Bey.
Because it's an Isser Chomer. Just answered you. Yeah, in other words, if you have both, so you give an Isser Chomer too.
Uh-huh. What would be a serious question here?
Well, the last case doesn't work out because it was already Osir on them. If the Saba had other children. But okay, but we could spend forever on working out the cases over here. There's also a very important other issue over here, which is the case of the Eshet Achiv that we worked out. It would have to be Eshet Achiv mi'ima. I mean, the Shaila is over here. We had the case. We said, Migu di Tosef Isur Lagabi B'nei Ha'achim was our case, right? It's not the same Isur. We're being Mosef an Isur on him that is something else to the other people. And that is called Isur Mosef Mishnei Shemes. And actually there's a number of examples of that here. Depending on that, that was what I wanted to mention to you, is the question of how to be Geiris over here. B'nei Achei Aviv. Putting in the word B'nei Achei Aviv was an attempt to try to find a case in which it's the same Isser that's going to be Chal on everyone else that would be Chal on him. The Parshat Geiris that we have over here is Migdi Tosef Yisur L'Gabi Shar Achei Aviv. Now that the father has married her, if the father has brothers, she becomes Osir to the father's brothers, and therefore will become Osir to him because of his father's brother's wife, which is two completely different things. But the truth is that Atosis points out in Yevamos, there is such a thing. In other words, if it's the same act that creates Isurim, it's the same relationship that creates Isurim in different directions, depending on who you are, so then, in Achinami, you can say an Isur Mosif, even though to you it's going to end up a different Chiyuv Chatas than it would to the other person. And it's still called Isur Mosif. That's the question I wanted to relate to earlier. There's another question over here, which is the one that I really thought you were asking, which is when you start talking about Eish HaSish, that once the ace, if that's true, that's right, the first story in this case, if this is true, that you could have nice Mishnei Shemites, then every time we're going to be careful of her as an Eishes Ish, then automatically whatever the other Isser is will be chal on her. Because if the way she became an Eishes Ish was in a case where becoming an Eishes Ish also made her Usser, would have made her Usser on him because of the relationship, so why do we need all to figure out all these fancy cases for? The very fact that she became an Eishes Ish was careful of other people in that Isser, and the moment that it was careful of other people in that Isser, everything about it that was reflected on him would become specific Isserim to him. This is a question that the Rikorkus asks, and he has three brilliant answers to it. So think about it. But I mean, that the clearest one is that Eishes Ish, obviously we would never say Isser Meisav Bishtei Shemes. Because Eishes Ish has nothing to do with relationships. The only time that we say that we'll apply a relationship with one person to another relative who is part of the same story is where it's an Isser because of the relationship. Where the relationship is purely accidental, this it happens to be an Eishes Ish to this person, and an Eishes Ish to anybody. So when that relationship is accidental to the picture of the Eishes Ish, how the heck could Eishes Ish imply an Isser Meisiv to somebody else because he happens to also be a relative? That for sure we wouldn't say. That's one of his teretz. By the way, another brilliant teretz that he says, absolutely brilliant, even though I don't think you need it, but it's mamish brilliant. He says like this, the Isser, what are you going to do? You're going to use the Isser Eishes Ish to create, let's say, an Isser of Eishes Ach on him that wasn't there before, even though she was also for other things, right? Without coming on to the Eishes Achi Aviv over here. Without coming on to the Isser Meisiv. Just take the fact that now she got married. But the thing is, suppose the husband dies. Now she's not married. So we're going to use an Isser that is limited in time to what? To create an Isser that is permanent? How can that possibly be? You can't outgrow one Isser from another Isser that doesn't have the same possibilities, right? So the male Eishes Ish will never serve as a way of transferring anything unless it was Achos Ishta, which wouldn't be Nagaya. Right? That beautiful teretz, right? Okay, there's one other very beautiful teretz. That's the daf for today. Tell me that wasn't fun. So I
go out, go
it's
out.
Solomon and food again.
Looking for,
I can't believe it.
It's okay, I didn't come at the end.
Oh, it's Solomon and food again.
A tarot walked in and found it.
Oh, how did you know?
Because I walked in to call him. And the tarot said she walked
in. Ima knows you called.
She borrowed in that room.
Yeah. Why don't we get a picture of her?
I'll take it.
We can need a wide angle shot.
Yeah, we have a lot of special people here tonight.
No, there's bread coming.
No, is this considered hard cheese?
Yes.
Why not?
Is there a reason why not? Nah. Can I have a camera?